It is daybreak. Good morning to you. Once a week, we are very honored to have on Senator Drew McEwen, representing the 35th Legislative District here, of course, in Mason County, parts of Kitsap County, parts of Thurston County. Very busy man and lots of stuff going on, and this is the long session in the legislature going through April. Senator, how are you? Thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning. Thanks. I appreciate it. Doing well.
Always good to hear from you, and I know you have a full platter, so we won't keep you too long, but one of the things you wanted to talk about, and I know we're all interested in it, is police pursuit laws and regulations, and I know that it has affected law enforcement tremendously. A lot of people have argued that crime is going up because people know that in a lot of cases, the police will not pursue them. Not that they don't want to pursue them, but that the new laws say they cannot pursue them. So what is going on? I know it's been, in the eyes of many, a disaster. And somewhere, as we've talked, there's got to be a middle ground between, you know, the TV shows where the cops throw on the lights every 5 seconds and they're chasing people at 100 miles an hour down a city street by a school. We don't want that to happen, of course. But we also don't want bad guys to think they can get away with a crime because the police aren't going to put the lights on them. So what have you been working on, and what has the Senate been working on regarding this?
Yeah, well, so backtrack a little bit here. During the floor session over the last 2 weeks, the House Republicans tried to do a procedural motion to bring the bill to the floor, which their bill was actually heard in committee, advanced out of committee, but was never getting scheduled for a floor vote. In the Senate, we kind of had the opposite situation. And by the way, so they made that procedural motion. It failed to get to the floor for a vote. In the Senate, we had the opposite. It was never heard in committee. The chair of the Law and Justice Committee, Senator Manka Dhingra, is adamantly opposed to making any changes, any reasonable changes to the pursuit law. So we've been putting a lot of pressure on it publicly and privately to get this bill moving forward. I mean, it's, when you look at the numbers of people that support changing this, it's just through the roof. And finally, we were able to get it pulled directly to the floor. And and I'm on the bill with Senator Lovick, who's a former Washington State patrolman, and he's in the Democrat caucus. He represents the North King County area. We were able to get this bill to the floor without it having been in committee. But the only way we could do that was with a watered down version that basically says that, you know, now a police officer can pursue somebody if they, if they believe that there's a reasonable suspicion that there was a sexual crime committed, a violent crime, you know, murder, attempted murder, things like that. And then in those cases, they can pursue.
I mean, that makes common sense that if someone's suspected of committing a heinous crime, that the police can now pursue them. This all seems, Senator, like common sense to me. And I don't know how we got so far astray that this is even a debate. I mean, why it's not just an agreed upon principle that the police, under certain circumstances, have to go after bad guys. I mean, when did we get off the rails here?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, there was a huge police backlash a few years ago in the wake of the George Floyd incident, which is a horrendous incident and, done by a couple of bad actors. But what happened after that was this huge backlash by the political left that, you know, all law enforcement was bad. And frankly, I think that's unfair. I mean, you have bad actors in any industry. It doesn't matter what the industry is. Were some, you know, could we argue that there were some, you know, things that we could have looked at to change on how law enforcement is done? Sure. I don't disagree with that. But this went too far in that you could no longer basically pursue criminals. And it's just the irony of that is just befuddles me and everybody else out there for the most part. So I'm pleased we got this out. It's now in the hands of the House, and I hope that the House can amend it and get it moving forward. And, you know, law enforcement at the end of the day needs to be able to do their job. And, you know, as an officer in today's society, is an officer going to pursue a suspect through a school zone going 100 miles an hour? No. I believe and have confidence in the discretion of our law enforcement officers. And unfortunately, I think a lot of my colleagues on the other side just don't see it that way. I do. And, you know, I think we're seeing a huge spike in property crime since the law was changed a couple of years ago. We're seeing more violent crime. And I think a lot of it's a direct result of that because there's not a fear of law enforcement being able to do its job. And we've got to change that. And this is one small step forward on that. And I'm glad we were able to get it off the Senate floor.
I talked about two stories yesterday out of the Seattle area where you had a family from Ukraine just buy a Kia. They saved up their last dime to buy this car. And as soon as they bought it, it gets stolen by a teenager. Five of his goofball cronies get in the car with him. They go on a joyride and crash it into an SUV. Luckily, they didn't kill anybody. And the car's completely destroyed. This family's devastated. I talked about another story out of Lakewood where a car dealer I think it's a used dealership. He's thinking of just packing up and doing something else now because almost not 1 week goes by that somebody doesn't break onto his lot and try to steal a car. And sometimes they're successful. And I'm like, this is getting out of control. I mean, I this is spiraling downward very, very quickly. And I hope the party in charge of this state, and obviously with your nudging from the Republican Party, start doing something about it, because I'm telling you, voters are saying that crime and safety and lack thereof, that's the top issue people are voting on now, is public safety. They do not feel safe in public, and for good reason. I mean, all this stuff is just connect the dots, right, Senator? Connect the dots and see why we're in this position.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other part of this, too, is that as residents get more frustrated, people start to take things into their own hands. And I don't think we want to have that society either, where we're a vigilante type society. We have to have a strong and effective law enforcement presence in our community. And that's because of human nature. And when we take that away, things get worse on both sides of the equation. So I'm proud and happy to stand with law enforcement. I'll continue to fight for them, and because it comes down to the safety of our communities.
So I guess a watered down version of what you originally wanted is better than nothing. Of course, sometimes we have to sacrifice, you know, everything we want for some of what we want. But as you said, this goes to the House now, and then it comes out of their vote, I guess, and then it goes to Governor Inslee. Is that what happens next?
Yep, assuming that the House were to pass it with the same language that that we did. If the House were to amend it, it would have to come back to us. But, let's see what happens in the House here over the next 6 weeks, and hopefully we get this thing through.
Well, I appreciate it, Senator, as always, and we'll chat with you again next week. As always, thanks for your time.
Hey, likewise. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thank you. And people can find out all about Senator McEwen and all his bills and how to contact him and get on his mailing list as well. So go to Drew McEwen, macewen.src.wastateleg.org. And you could also Google Senator Drew McEwen and find out how to contact him. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Daybreak, and we will be right back. We do have Senator McEwen on every Tuesday here on Daybreak, along with other representatives of our district, including Representative Dan Griffey and Representative Travis Couture. They are with us every other Wednesday, so they rotate. And we're going to have these voices on with us through this legislative session running through April. More Daybreak right after this.